hate Jimmy Fallon so much.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 596. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and
mine very much has an undertone of
Tyler Dryblad.
What?
I don't understand.
Mine very much has an undertone of, well, it's violence is the original line, but I substitute violence for it. It's from Barbie. I started watching Barbie last night.
Oh. Man,
that is a fun movie. I'm only halfway through it.
I do enjoy Barbie.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't love... Well, Sam hasn't seen the end, so I won't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, no spoilies, please.
I was about to give a spoilie, and no, spoilie. It's kind of an interesting spoilie. But
well, we can talk about it next week, probably.
We'll absolutely forget. Absolutely forget. But anyway, welcome everybody to Brews Day Tuesday podcast. We've got Mary this week. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
What's going on in Marytown, beer-wise?
Oh, do you want to know about my beer? Are you coughing right now?
Was I coughing?
You were like talking like this.
I was trying to match Sam's energy.
Okay. So I have from my current favorite brewery, Youngblood Beer Co., not a sour, a pastry stout called the Husky Hustle. It's a milk stout with hot chocolate and marshmallows. 8.5% ABV. It just seems really great. It's really dark. There's no head. The can says drink soonish, and I bought this a month ago. That's so soon-ish. I hope that counts as soonish.
Soonish.
Here I go. That's a delight. Okay. It does taste very boozy. I'm definitely getting the chocolate thing. Looking for the marshmallows, but I think I'll find it. I like it. Also, the can's really cute. It's just a very pleasant drawing of a little mug, hot cocoa on it. It's just really nice for the wintertime vibes. So yeah, going great over here.
Nice.
I'm looking through the Youngblood ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are very high. Most of them are from you.
Yeah. They do a lot of sours, and they're always just making different new sours. So whenever I go to Steve's to buy a beer and I see a new Youngblood sour, I'm like, yup, and then I just grab it.
Do you remember your thoughts on Batch 1, I think was what it was called? Oh, Ghost Fodor?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Hated it.
Yeah, you gave it a 1.5. This was on episode 569 if you want to go listen to it.
Was that a Youngblood one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
569, that's not even that long ago.
But yeah, a lot of high ratings from you and also a high rating from me.
There you go.
Sam looking for a reason to talk about himself, but he's going to have to wait until after I introduce my beer, which is Big Truck Dozer Stout, 5.5% ABV. Also extremely black. It poured out with a very chocolatey colored head that's gone now. It smells a little bit I don't know, coffee, I guess. It's not smelling like that much, to be honest with you, but I have a very bad nose, as everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't taste like that much either. It's fine. It tastes a little bit like chocolate. I think there could be more to this, but it's not bad. It's just a little underwhelming. I don't know. But it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. Sam, what do you have?
I have a beer.
Yeah.
Got him.
But wait, there's more.
I would hope so.
My expectations for this beer are high in a specific way. I think if this beer doesn't end up being my favorite lager ever, it has failed.
Okay.
This is Boulevard Baltic Porter, aged in red wine and bourbon barrels, 11.5% ABV.
Wow.
And this was... after purchase, aged in my home, which is to say, I forgot I had it for a while.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say you stole this from Three Stacks.
Probably. Probably both of those things.
I like Boulevard. They make one of my favorite, one of my top five beers. But that sounds weird to me. I'm not sure about that. The red wine, I don't know.
It's also very dark. A lot of dark beers today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's New Year's Eve. Like, it's the time for the dark beers.
If we could only be rating champagne.
This beer is remarkably low in flavor. Which is interesting, yeah. Given that it's 11.5% ABV. There's nowhere for it to hide. What's going on here?
Have you considered the fact that you might just have, like, a dead tongue?
Does your mouth work?
something ask my wife. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you smoke cigars? Have you just ruined your mouth? You got an ashy mouth over there?
I don't think so. I mean, there's something here, but...
Mary's laughing. I don't know why. Mary, I'm very tickled by the phrase ashy mouth for some reason.
It got me. I don't know. I feel like we all have kind of like underwhelming beers. I like mine also, but I think mine's probably similar to Tyler's, where it's like I'm getting a little chocolate and that's kind of it. I was hoping for more like warmth and like a marshmallow thing. It's just like not happening. So all I get is like booze and like chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? We can't be underwhelmed by our friendship for each other. Right?
Right.
Oh, no.
Even though you all gave me a really hard time for saying Happy Hanukkah a little too early. Can I tell you, I knew it was sunset when it started, but I was like, surely they'll appreciate the gesture of me saying Happy Hanukkah on the right day.
Why would you have thought that we would appreciate the gesture when we had an opportunity to stick with you?
I probably could have said it after sunset, and I still would have gotten shit on. So I don't know why I even tried to respect your culture.
Absolutely wouldn't.
After sunset, you would have been golden.
I have to like set a reminder on my phone to the day Raspberry. Before Easter Sunday, wish you a happy Easter. You'll be like, it's not Easter, dipshit. And I'll probably be like,
oh, was it Easter? Because it's not something I actively celebrate or remember anymore.
I just think I find your thought process very amusing. Like, these are three dudes who love giving me shit and being sticklers to the rules when it helps give me shit. Maybe I should just blast them an hour before sunset.
You would just like to know that I knew that Hanukkah started on Christmas.
It's like Sam's beautiful mind. So I was listening to an episode of the third season of the podcast where we find some sort of glowing orb that makes us like walk out of a cavern.
Oh, Mystery D. Did you mention that you were talking about that podcast?
No, I didn't. But I only listened to...
I was like, what happened on Brewski Tuesday with that?
No, I'm sorry. It was Mystery D. We find like a glowing orb that made us walk out of the dungeon we were in. And Sam's like the only one unaffected. And so he spikes it on the ground to shatter it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's dead, he's like, maybe I'll reach out with my telepathy to try to talk to it. It's like, buddy, you just spiked it like a football. It's wonderful. It truly is like looking into like a mind of madness. And it's fun to see a little glimpse of that in you, Mary, as well.
It's not my madness. That was Bartholomew Curdsworth. You take it up with him. He's fictional.
Can I tell you also, honestly, whenever there's like a Jewish holiday happening, I'm always like, is this one of the happy ones? Can I say happy? Or is it like, sorry that it's Hanukkah? Like,
I think you're best off just saying, Hanukkah. It is Passover.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's Passover.
Don't say sad Passover. Don't say happy. Just, it is Passover.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good advice. Well,
I'll do better next year. I'm sure next year Passover. I remember at all, and I'll miss all of Hanukkah. So,
and you know what?
In advance.
If, honestly, if you hadn't sent us anything, that also would have been a fine way to go. You chose the one route that was going to get you yelled at.
Whatever.
But,
happy holidays, buttheads.
Happy holidays to you as well. That's my new thing. You guys like it?
Saying happy holidays?
Saying happy holidays Jewishly?
Really Jewish, yeah. You like it? I think it's funny.
Hey, Gavolt, happy Hanukkah! Or happy holidays. Yeah.
You did it bad.
Did it
bad. Oy, with the New Year's. That one's less fun to me.
Well, you could do that for Rosh Hashanah as well.
It is multi-purpose, I guess. But I guess we're talking about, big events and just you know, 2 days ago, we witnessed a pretty sizable event with the passing of our former president, Jimmy Carter. Shaquille O'Neal, where'd you come from? That's weird. yeah, so Jimmy Carter passed away, 100 years old. And
oldest president ever.
Is that true?
Yeah, I read it in an article. I said he was the oldest, like, survived president, like, 100. Huh. 100's pretty old for anybody.
Yeah, 100 is old as fuck. And if you saw him, he looked like he was ready to die, like,
he looked like he was 100, yeah. Like, he was...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You look at that guy and you're like, yep, that's 100 years old on a human body, for sure.
I could see Obama breaking this record. That guy's in good shape.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Will I live to see him be 100? I don't know if I'll make that.
Donald Trump, 125. Well, they're going to put him in like a cyber suit. So he's going to be like Nixon in Futurama.
Aww.
I thought you were going to say General Grievous.
Interesting.
You just General Grievous, Star Wars ref.
General Grievous, so we're going to detour hard here. We haven't even gotten to the meat of this article. Anybody ever watch the Clone Wars shorts on fucking Cartoon Network?
Do you mean the computer animated one or the traditionally animated cartoon one?
The one animated by the same guy who did Samurai Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, those ruled. So you saw those, Mary?
Yes, I had those on DVD.
They're so cool. They were so cool. And General Grievous, so badass. So scary. Those, right? So scary.
Yes.
And then he shows up in the movie and he just like has asthma.
Yeah.
And gets his ass kicked immediately.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
Well, in the normal Clone Wars.
The newer CGI cartoon, ones.
The one that Boris promised me I would love. And I watched a season and a half of it and I was like, is this like bullshit for kids? What is this?
Supposedly it'd be better at like 5 seasons in, but I'm like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who really like it, but I'm not into it.
But like General Grievous is the same. He's like a punchline that coughs all the time. Is like all that he is in those.
Yeah. So there were like these like 3-minute like little animated shorts that came out, and they were done by the guy who did Samurai Jack, and they're so cool, Sam. They're so dope.
Yeah.
And General Grievous is like, he just murders everybody all the time and like collects lightsabers from Jedis that he's killed, and he's like an unstoppable force. And then he just like has a wet cough. And it's like, what happened here? Wet cough might have been what got Jimmy Carter. I don't know. But the reason we're talking about him is because, as you said on the podcast. Because
he died.
Well, yes, he died. But, like, this is the Bruise Day Tuesday podcast, Mary. The reason we're talking about him is because, as we said on the podcast before, he was the one who got legislation passed in 1978 that legalized homebrewing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
So at the time, there were, I think, like around 100 breweries, fewer than 100, this article says, in America. And this homebrewing thing, you know, led to the rise of craft beer. And now, as the article says, you'll also often find 100 breweries in one city. So thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I don't know that we're going to have that much to say other than, like, big ups.
Yep, big ups. I hope you're cracking open a cold one in heaven.
Yeah.
Maybe like a peanut butter stout?
Aww.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Because he was into peanuts.
That's right. Jimmy Carter, such an interesting person because he was like really just legitimately a good guy and such an awful president. Just a really garbage sack of a president.
Well,
like, looking
thing,
back,
like,
it's like comparatively like not that bad, but just like at the time, like nobody was into it because of the economy. Is the economy stupid? Yeah, so that was bad for him.
Yeah. As opposed to like, I don't know, Nixon, who's like a really bad person, but was a super effective president. In terms of, like, getting stuff passed.
It's so funny thinking about Watergate now, like, in light of, like, what current presidents do. And it's just I don't think anybody would care. Yeah, I think if, like, Trump was like, yeah, I bugged all the hotels in D.C. to get everyone's goss, even the people I don't know who they are, we'd be like, oh, weird, let's get him a conviction but never do anything else after that.
He would just say, I was draining the swamp, and everyone would suck his dick about it.
Yeah.
It's nice that people were offended by Nixon saying, you know, like the N-word and like calling Jews kikes and stuff like that. Like, we know Trump says that stuff. Like, we've heard it on camera and everybody's like, whatever. So the Clone Wars, Samuel.
I was trying to figure out what joke I could make about, like, what Trump would collect instead of lightsabers if he was General Grievous, and I couldn't think of anything funny. So that's why I got quiet, even though it was, like, Star Wars time.
What do you mean? From, like, his victims?
Yeah, like, what is he collecting instead of lightsabers?
Probably companies?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he would take, because, like, Grievous was, like, fighting Jedi, obviously. Trump is just, like, fighting, like...
Libtards.
Decency? Libtards. You know? Nailed it. Three hot takes. So I don't know what he would collect.
I don't know. Whatever. It's not a fun thing to think about. Maybe what eggs. There's no eggs right now. What do you
think, Samuel?
I already answered the question.
My man likes cheeseburgers, doesn't he? Maybe he grabs some cheeseburgers.
And just be like, why do they smell worse and worse every day? I can't imagine. I just put them in a display case. Nothing should be happening to them in there.
Grab taco salad bowls. Well, I mean, if he's getting McDonald's burgers, they'd probably smell fine every day. He'd put them in the case. Fine. Yeah, no problems.
I did see a thing about someone found an order of fries that fell behind the seat of a couch or something, and 30 years later they looked fine. I'm never convinced by those things because, you know, people can frame up whatever. But
yeah.
People lie.
It does make me we've talked, Tyler, about you starting the cult of the lobster.
But yeah.
And now I want to start the supersize cult, which is just I'm going to get a Big Mac, a large fry.
Way easier.
Well, yeah, way easier.
Oh, okay.
And just like put it under a cloche and check back in 50 years.
Right.
Is it not cloche? Is it cloche?
Look, I'm not going to get on anybody's pronunciation.
So, okay, so it's probably cloche, but the only time I've heard it said was by British people. British people say cloche.
Yeah, but they also say a lot of things a lot of ways.
I know, but
they say a lot of things.
I watch a British cooking YouTube channel a lot, and so they're always saying, look under the cloche. So that's how I say it.
I trust you.
See? Beautiful mind. I think, yeah, no, that's like you put that in like a little vitrine or something and it's no problem. No problem. As opposed to the lobster, which you what?
Sorry, I Googled cloche to be like pronunciation and Google says British pronunciation is cloche, American pronunciation is cloche. Look at that, we're both right, but I'm more right because we're Americans.
Well, but I'm a real Anglophile, so
you're not.
Yeah, I like fishing, too.
Anglophile. Angler. Got it.
Okay. That was funnier than you both gave me.
I would go as far as to call it almost a joke.
Whatever.
I got it.
You fuckers.
We got it. It just wasn't really a joke.
You're a bunch of Philistines over here. I don't know. Okay, well, so Mary, what you been up to? What was your Christmas like? Big Christmas times.
Oh, you mean the day before Hanukkah started?
Yeah,
the day that
Hanukkah started, but not until sunset.
No.
To be fair, when I texted you, it was sunset somewhere on the 25th, but it's not where I was.
We're not doing it's 5 o'clock somewhere rules. I guess what with.
It's
with Christmas,
somewhere.
If I had texted you at 11:30 p.m. Christmas Eve, well, I guess Christmas
literally
Eve,
wouldn't bother me.
I'm just trying to figure out what the rules are, but like Christmas is a month and a half, so like I could have done it December 8th and it would have been fine. So it's a stupid question, and I retract it.
The boundaries are fuzzed. Anyway, yeah, my Christmas was good. I was in New Jersey with. My in-laws. So that was pretty fun. It's really interesting because their Christmas is very like chill and unscheduled and everyone's like busy. So like Christmas Day, I was just kicking it at my sister-in-law's house with Senior Tesla. And we were just kind of like hanging out and watching TV because we'd done like big family Christmas meal like the Sunday before. Cause that's when people were like around. And then
see,
my sister-in-law
you can wish Merry Christmas any time.
Yeah, my sister-in-law was like sick, so she was just kind of napping most of the time. And like my niece was mostly at daycare, so we was just kind of hung out. And honestly, it was fine.
What were you watching? Anything Christmas?
Oh, actually, no. I actually watched Gladiator because I had because we wanted to go see Gladiator 2, and I was like, you know, I've never actually seen Gladiator, to which my husband got upset about the most I've ever seen him get upset about anything. So I watched Gladiator. Now I get it. I get why it's a popular film. It's definitely but a movie also one by of the least deserving
best pictures ever.
Did it get just, best picture?
It did, which is crazy.
Oh.
It's like an elevated action movie, and that's the best compliment that I think is fair to say.
So like, it's a very formulaic action film. I got where it was going. I was like, oh, yep, kill his wife as a motivator. Can't have a wife in this film.
I'm still mad. Spoilers. Russell Crowe was in two best pictures in a row that both were hugely undeserving.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Probably. I'm still mad about it.
And you know what the other one is?
It's a beautiful mind.
Yeah, what you were talking about earlier. Exactly. Wow. Whoa. Wow. Everything's connected.
Sam set this all up.
Yeah. Great. And then what else? I don't know.
So you saw Gladiator. Yep. Did you see Gladiator 2?
We did not actually go to the theater to see Gladiator 2. We just kind of hung out. We ended up going to a sushi place for dinner on Christmas Day that was open with my father-in-law. Can I say something? You guys would have felt at home in that sushi place. What a treat. Yeah
Is it like, so did you feel like the end of what is that, like A Christmas Story or whatever it's called, Christmas Carol, what's it called, what's that
thing different called? Very different
they,
thing
you mean A Christmas Story where they go to the Chinese restaurant,
yeah the A Christmas Story where the movie is like pretty like
just
normal
episodes of
like
stuff.
Like pretty, like, saccharine, like, Norman Rockwell type view on America, and then all of a sudden the most racist thing you've ever seen happens. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That was really fun. What was it? Last year when I was in California Christmas, that's my family, I was standing in my sister's living room with my husband, and then the Christmas Story was on TV, because it's on, like, TBS, like, you know, marathoning the whole day. And my dad loves that movie. And then it's like, just him and I are standing in the living room by ourselves, and then that scene comes on, and he's just like, nice. And I'm like, sorry.
it's so racist out of nowhere.
I'm so glad my dad wasn't like in the room laughing while it was happening, because I would have had to like leave.
Like, the most racy thing that happens other than that in the movie is when the kid, well, yeah, sure, but, or like fuck when it, the kid says,
fuck that lamp, dude.
Budge. And then all of a sudden they're just like, ching chong, bring it on.
Oh my god, it's really rough. So, and they just keep it in there on, like, television. They're like, let's just keep that scene in there.
You at least got to do the thing like they do in front of 60s Looney Tunes, where at the beginning it's like, this is a product of its era, and, you know, view it with that lens or whatever.
And I think that's fine.
About the Native American representation being very, 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 very bad.
Sorry about all of it.
I'd rather them do that than, like, delete it from the internet
too.
And pretend it didn't exist.
I agree. I'm not going to argue with you there. But it is extremely racist out of nowhere. And it
rough.
Gets me every time I think about it.
So do you guys just do, like, east, west, east, west, east, west?
Correct.
Okay. And which do you prefer?
Honestly, there's pros and cons to both. Because, like, obviously I like, I think on paper you'd be like, well, California's better, right? Because, like, New Jersey, blah. But, like, and I like seeing my family, obviously, but, like, California time, it's always very, like, scheduled. There's, like, activities every day and all that stuff, which is, like, nice, but it can feel kind of busy and, like, not super relaxing. But then, flip side, New Jersey, there's just, like, nothing going on. So it's, like, really chill, and I actually kind of like that.
New Jersey, there's nothing to fucking do.
There is nothing to do, so we just hang out. But it's, like, you know, both are good for different reasons.
It's a little bit the thing of, like, there's the vacation where you go to like a historical city and you're going on a bunch of walking tours and museums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like cruise or beach vacation where it's mostly just like chilling the fuck out. It's a little bit of that comparison.
Correct. Well, like they're both good, valid options. They're just different. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hung out with my niece a lot and she's 2 and she's really funny. So that was really good. She's terrified of Chris, so that's really fun to watch.
Because he's...
handsome and tall?
Yes, handsome and tall, that's right. okay, well, has she met him before?
Yes, but she knows who he is, and she, like, talks about him when he's, like, not in the room. Like, if he leaves, she's like, where's Uncle Chris? And it's like, he's just in the bathroom, and he comes back, and then she just stares at him and, like, hides.
So she's not, like, terrified. She's, like, in awe of him.
She's like, kind of, like, a, like, it's almost, like, crushy or, like, in awe of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, like, she likes to stare at him from far away, but he won't, she won't, like, approach him.
Yeah.
Because, like, there'll be a time where she's, like, she's picking up toys and just handing them to people, like, here, Aunt Mary, you can have this. And, like, here, Mom, you can have this. I'm, like, here, Dad, you can have this. And we're, like, can Uncle Chris have whatever? And she's just, like, shakes her head, like, no. And she's, like, will not approach. But then, again, if he leaves, she's, like, where is he? Where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm getting a lot of, like, Moses on Mount Sinai vibes.
Yeah.
She just can only look at his broad, rippling back.
I guess.
Can we talk about something else?
Okay.
Why are you talking about how attractive my husband is?
I'm into it.
I recognize that he's good looking, but he's not my type. I guess that's where I'm at.
Prude. From masslive.com, we already talked about one old beer-related man, so here comes another one. Sam Adams, founder, Jim Koch will pass control of company to his wife. Report. So, that's about it.
All right. A woman.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know why it makes that much news. I guess because it's, like, a huge brand. Like, it's worth $3.5 billion. So that's something. But he says he's also not retiring soon. So, again, I don't really know why it matters that much. But it does. He's not the chief executive of the company, apparently. But he's got a controlling stake, I think. So, yeah.
That sounds like he has decided he wants to be a little more hands-off. Like, not silent partner, but a partner that doesn't feel like showing up to work.
Well, it says that apparently he tastes every batch of beer before it's bottled or canned.
So he just hangs out in the tap room getting crunk.
He's living my life. He's working.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a problem. I'm working.
Yeah. This, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's newsworthy.
Do we have a food bracket or anything to do?
Yeah, we do.
Yay! Can we do that?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
Not to pull out the hosting or from underneath you.
Oh, brother. No, it's okay. It's all right. You should have seen the article Sam sent me.
Yeah, he didn't use any of the ones I sent him. So this is the finals. I meant to look up when we started this fucking thing, and I didn't. But we've been on this bracket for, like, at least 6 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the last episode of it. There's only 8 contenders left.
It makes sense to go into the new year with a new bracket.
Yeah, last episode of the year. Last bracket up. Happy New Year.
And we have a real barn burner to start it off. Two things that are kind of pretty similar. It's baked ziti versus chicken parmigiana.
Oh.
Interesting.
I'm ready. Should I say mine first?
Yeah. Oh,
chicky perm.
I'm a big ziti fiend.
I know you are. Guy. I think you're the reason ZD made it this far.
Probably. I'm on the record as saying lasagna is bullshit because it's just baked ziti that you tried too hard to make.
Yeah, I am a little torn, but I'm going with the ziti. I think a good chicken parm is better than a good baked ziti, but it's easier to get a good baked ziti than it is a good chicken parm.
I'm not mad about it. I also love a baked ziti, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems fine.
So far, not contentious. Moving right along, I could have demarcated these better. If anyone was curious, if I could have demarcated these better, I could have.
You could have.
Oh, wait, were we in the final four? And I didn't realize it.
Did we do this already?
I think we were in the final four. Uh-oh.
Did you guys do this on the episode that I wasn't here for?
No, man, and we were both fucking pissed off that you weren't here.
We thought about... We tried to think of what we would do for our next bracket, and we didn't get very far in that line of thought. So we didn't do it.
I don't think we're on the final. Are we really on the final four? Did we do this already?
Let's just burn through these 8 really quick.
Yeah,
end up in the same place.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think we only have 4 guys left.
Oh. So that was like one of
the 3 matches.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Should we go? Let me tell a quick anecdote to fill out my content, because I
appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Are either of you familiar with the Raffy classic Willoughby Wallaby Woo?
No.
I'm more of an apples and bananas kind of guy myself.
Yeah, I like my opals and bononos as well. Basically, I mean, a lot of Raffy kind of has a pretty formulaic vibe.
Yeah.
So Willoughby Wallaby Woo, basically, it's just, these aren't actual lyrics, but they might as well be. Willoughby Wallaby Wary, an elephant sat on Mary. Willoughby Wallaby Wyler, an elephant sat on Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And so neither of those are actual names used in the song, but it's like, you know, 25 names. And just he cycles that. And it's like, wow, he took 5 seconds to write this fucking song.
Uh-huh.
The efficiency on Raffy is top shelf. But so it got to a point where my mother-in-law was trying to sing it to my kids and didn't remember the names. It was like, it would be more fun if I just, so it was, you know, Willoughby Wallaby Wad, an elephant sat on Dad, Wom, Mom.
So the worst cycled, remix of all time. I get it. Yeah, keep going.
Cycled, and I don't know if you know the nicknames that my parents use as their grandparent nicknames.
I don't.
My mom is Gigi, and my dad is Pop.
Okay.
Wah.
Oh! Oh, there nice. I like that. I like that.
I just wanted you to know that my mother-in-law said a slur to my
kids.
That
was a long walk. That was a long walk.
Well, in the final edit, it'll be roughly the same length.
Yeah.
It's funny because I said that, and I was like thinking about that WAP song.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird that that song just says that. And obviously, it's a different spelling. But, like, does that help? Probably not.
I don't know.
Anyway, so what do you guys think about mac and cheese?
Shut up. So, when I was a child, my friend Jesse and I, like, real little, we went to a Raffy concert. Yes, Wessie. An elephant sat on Jesse. He always stole my jokes, that motherfucker. I don't know what he's up to now. I didn't keep in contact because he was a joke-stealing ass bitch. No, that's not true. We just drifted apart. But when we were really little, so we were...
An elephant might have sat on him, dog.
Oh, shit. We went to...
Reach out to his widow.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting really off track here.
It already starts with a W. So
I was going to say, an elephant sat on a widow. You can't do anything to change it.
Yeah. Jesse and I were... Our moms took us to a Raffy concert. And it was like I think that was technically the first concert I ever went to. And we went there, and we heard like one song... And we both started crying, and we had to leave.
Sounds about right.
Yep. It was like a long-ass drive there. It was like an hour and a half to get to the Raffy concert, too. And then we just had to leave. Why do people have kids? I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed off. So, anyway, mac and cheese versus pizza. I'm going to go with pizza.
I'm going to go with mac and cheese.
That's a wild, wild swing.
Mary, let the Midwest flow through you.
I honestly, like both of these things final so four,
they're
much.
All great answers.
Yeah, they I'm are like, all I'm great not answers. At any That's of these problems. That is the problem.
Oh, I like both of these things
it's
so
crazy
much.
How Italian the final four is.
Yeah.
We just love carbs. I think that's the moral of this. It's carbs.
And so do the Italians.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I am going to say. My brain wants me to say pizza, but my heart is saying mac and cheese. So I'm going to say mac and cheese. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
That's crazy that the final two are baked ziti versus mac and cheese.
I feel like ziti's going to take this whole thing.
Well, ziti is just mac and cheese with tomato sauce. It's just an extra ingredient.
We have two more things to do, I think.
No, that's
no, it's the final four.
That's it. So it's mac and cheese versus ziti?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
should we do an article first, or should we just finish
it out? No, we gotta build the tension. We'll reveal the best food right after this.
I was wondering if there's anything from ctinsider.com.
It's so weird that you say that. Our next article is open alcohol containers are allowed in Connecticut vehicles in the hands of passengers. So you might say, huh, that's pretty weird. But it's one of 11 states, apparently, that allow passengers to drink, including Delaware.
Woo!
Woo! So, yeah, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
If you had put a gun to my head and said, say
is
one
Wisconsin
of these states.
On those lists?
I would have said Louisiana without hesitating and, like, not sweat at all. Obviously, yeah. Louisiana is on this list.
I'm honestly surprised. I know Wisconsin's not, since I live here, but yeah. I feel like I'm surprised that they haven't done that.
Well, so the thing is, Wisconsin has a big drinking culture. Louisiana
right?
has a big drinking wherever the fuck you want culture.
That's true.
That is true.
Like, there's a lot of cities there with no open container laws and that type
yeah.
of stuff. They have like drive through spots where you can get booze, and they put like a straw, like an inch of straw sleeve, like the paper straw sleeve on yeah. the top, and they're like, now it's a sealed container.
They keep the straws uncircumcised.
So clearly, you're not going to drink this on your way out of here, because it would take you all of half of a second to take this off.
Well. I don't have any problem with that logic because, like, is it really going to slow me down that much more than opening up, like, a pop top, you know?
No, totally. I think that the laws should be specific to what they're trying to solve. What drunk driving laws are trying to solve is people not driving drunk.
Right.
Your passenger not driving drunk doesn't matter. Backseat doesn't matter. Drive through, put it in the cup holder, get home, take the thing off, get drunk, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that. What about you, Mary? You square?
I don't, I mean, square. Should I be like on the estimate? I think drunk driving is great. No, I don't think drunk driving is great.
I'm going to isolate that right next to Libtard.
Stop isolating everything.
I think you could make an argument like, if you have rowdy passengers, that's more likely to distract a driver. But I don't think that holds that much water because, yeah. like, anybody driving, like, a bunch of kids to the movies or something is going to be just as distracted.
Also, like, nothing's stopping you from, like, driving your friend who's already drunk home. In fact, you should be driving them home. So it's like people don't want you to just abandon your friends.
Yeah, and your friend refuses to let their roadie go. So, you know. Gotta let them drink it in the car. Right, Mary?
No.
I mean, no, like, honestly, kinda. Like, if I'm being responsible
yeah.
and driving Tyler's dumb fucking ass back to the hotel, I shouldn't get in trouble for him being a dumbass. And, like, maybe I didn't even see his can or whatever.
Oh,
like,
you can see my can, baby.
Because your butt is big.
My butt, yeah.
Yeah, you got a big butt. You can't miss it. But, like, I shouldn't need to pat him and his big fat ass down before I let him in my car drunk.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I'm just, for funsies, making some arguments because we got to fill the time.
I mean, I guess the counter argument would be if I'm driving drunk, drinking a beer, I could hand it to you and be like, say you were drinking this.
Yeah. And that's true, but also I think, and now see, I'm going to do to you what you were doing to me, because you made a point to expand the time, and now I'm going to hop on it like you actually
touching his
it.
Butt?
Oh, I'd be touching his butt. Don't you worry about that. I'd get there. No,
enough beers in me, sure.
That wouldn't be all that's in you.
Just like my fan fiction.
Yo, I'd read that shit.
I wouldn't want to get too horny. Now Sam's looking weird. So I think, yeah, I mean, yes, obviously you could pass off, but I guess like you'd still smell like beer or whatever. And also I think if you didn't have a passenger, you could probably still hide that shit under the seat.
Yeah, that's true.
or in like the glove compartment.
Why does this article exist? Or you could
pour
it
in a styrofoam cup and say it's Coke or whatever.
Or you could drink wine in a can.
Stains your teeth, though.
Yeah.
I want to re-up this question. Like, why is this article happening now? Because it doesn't sound like this is not... Like, Connecticut didn't just make a law laws to make this legal. There's like, hey, did you guys know that you can totally drink in the passenger seat of a car in Connecticut or whatever? Is this person trying to get this overturned? Like, what is...
Nope.
What is happening?
Nope.
Comes out of nowhere.
It's just for fun.
I should do this. Just be like, hey, did you know there's a law?
Yeah, well, yeah. Are you saying you think you could do this better than Jordan Nathan Fenster?
No, I'm saying that Jordan's inspirational, and I'm just going to write articles about things that just are.
Oh,
I think probably he learned it. This is a TIL issue. He found it out, and he's like, well, fucking right about that. That's interesting.
And now it's we're talking here. Yeah. I do think it's funny that they're like, did you know you could do this in Connecticut and 11 other states?
And it's not even like that specific to Connecticut. Yeah. An article about how you can't pump your own gas in New Jersey would be more interesting than this one.
Isn't that a pain in the ass?
It's really weird having just been there.
Is that it?
Oregon as well. And Oregon, man.
It's Portland, though. I don't think it's all of Oregon.
Is it all of it? Yeah, because I had to do like a field trip up there when I went back to school. And you couldn't pump your own gas. And you couldn't buy, beer or liquor except for at a liquor store. And there were no public water fountains. And I was like, what the fuck, Oregon?
So I have a...
All right.
I have a question. I feel like we reached the end of that, and I'm trying to do something new.
All right. Yeah.
So... Sometimes I'll go to a bar, drink a beer, and then I'll drive right on home.
Yeah.
Sam.
They should take your kids away.
How?
So we can hang out more.
How different is that from me going to a bar, getting a beer in a can that is sealed? I don't actually, the logistics here fall apart, but
are you about to ask why you can't drive with a single beer when you can have a beer and then drive?
I think I am.
I think it's just like a slippery slope thing of like you can't. There seems to be a bright line somewhere of like you can't drink and drive because it was like, well, you could have a beer while you drive. And how high of an ABV can I have a beer while I drive? My tolerance is a lot worse than yours. Like, If Chris had a beer while he drove, he'd fall asleep.
It should be your BAC regardless of when you drank it.
No.
You're being such a butthead right now.
Right. I understand where Sam's coming from. I get it. But I think when you start doing that stuff, it's like trying to measure like the beach, you know? Like it's always changing, and you have to get so, like, you can never get granular enough to nail it down, you know?
It's like grains of sand.
Kind of.
That's really poetic. Because
I would say we've already nailed it down with, like, 0.08 blood alcohol or whatever it is. Like, that should be the line, and where I drank the beer should be irrelevant.
I feel like the future you're rapidly heading towards is, like, one where we have to, like, get in the car, and then we get plugged into some instrument in our arms, and it actively monitors our blood alcohol content while we drive. And if you tip above a certain number, whatever the number is, I forget what it is. I don't drink and drive, so I don't pay attention to it. Your car just, like, stops, and you're just, like,
AI should pull it over, I would think.
All right, calm down, Elon.
We live in a society, Sam.
You know what we should do is just get rid of cars. You can get drunk on trains. There's no problem with that.
You know what?
There are trains you can't get drunk on, and that shit's fucked up.
That's fucked up. What do you mean I can't get drunk on a train? Who's that going to hurt? Who's that going to hurt?
Same with buses, man. Let me get fucked up on the bus, you cowards.
I know. So I went to visit Rainer in Germany, and he was like, it's cool. You can drink on the bus here. And then so we got some beers and started drinking on the bus, and the bus driver was like, you can't do that. You got to get the fuck off this bus. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, Rainer. Awesome, bro.
Man, these days, anytime Emily sees anything on the internet that's like, this is a thing that autistic people think, she asks me if it's an opinion that I share. And so she was like, I read a thing about autistic people being really obsessive about lighting and like not wanting lighting that's too harsh, wanting soft lighting.
You did change the light when Mary got on. I'm just gonna say
I did, but that was just because I want Mary to like me. Uh-huh. That is my autism it's is working. Irrelevant. Oh, nice. but I don't know if you remember in college, Rainer was obsessive about lighting. He would go into your dorm room and like turn the light off and go turn a lamp on in your room.
That's true.
That's like kind of weird, dog. Oh, right. I kind of thought about Rainer for 30 seconds. Oh, he's autistic. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little late to the party. You probably figured that out 8 years ago, but I'm new here.
That's pretty funny.
Man, speaking of things that are obvious when you really think about it, baked ziti versus mac and cheese.
I'm going to say mac and cheese just to, like, be contrary because I'm pretty sure I know where you both are going.
I don't know. They're so same. How can I?
Sam, say your answer.
Mac and cheese.
I thought you were going to say ziti.
All right.
Twist. I thought we were going to put this on Tyler.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to join the winning team because it doesn't matter. Mac and cheese all around.
Oh, it's so easy being cheesy.
The nice thing about this is it's a tough one to get mad at. Like, I feel like a lot of these matchups, you could be like, what are you talking about with your picking crab cake over cupcake, which apparently is something that we did. But
I support that.
Mac and cheese being the final winner.
I'm not mad.
It's like... The only people who don't like mac and cheese are like people who can't have cheese.
Yeah.
And people who can't have gluten.
Yeah. And I don't want to hang out with them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Mac and cheese is great. I mean, it's just like, there's a reason that kids will eat it because it's such a good food. Anyone will eat it.
So I do plan on posting on our Blue Sky about what the bracket should be about. So okay. If you're listening... tell me, and if it's a good idea, I'll use it.
I still haven't blued on anybody.
Come on me, bro.
Indeed.
Oh, wow.
Indeed. I heard... Right. Yeah. The San Francisco treat, I think they call it.
Oh, no!
Anyway... I don't remember where I was going. I lost it.
Are we going to pick a bracket, or are we going to talk about not being on
Blue Sky. I'm sorry. I honestly forgot where I was going. So I heard something about it being, like decentralized. Like, are there, like, do you have to pick your, like, Blue Sky server, and, like, you can only hang out with the people on that server, or what's the deal?
I think you just do the social as, like, the default one. So just do that, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I didn't even, think about it. Picking it. I didn't change it.
Default. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the default is social. I don't think you have to think about it unless you're, like, a business.
Oh, okay.
Or, all like, right. A politician.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Come blew it up with us.
Terrorist.
Rip Luigi.
She could blow it up. Yeah. My man Luigi's innocent. I don't know.
He's
the
not.
Brow, if the brow doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, so Mary probably doesn't know about you and... Emily forming a two-person conspiracy theory. They're certain that Luigi Mangione didn't shoot that man.
I'm not certain. I'm 85% sure that he did, but I'm gonna say 15%.
Pat, where were you on that day? You have quite an eyebrow
wish.
On you.
Hell yeah.
He has the eyebrow, but not the abs.
You're absolutely right about
Although
that.
We didn't see the shooter's abs. We just seen a lot of Luigi's abs.
I've read a lot of fan fiction. I'm pretty sure there were some abs.
Abs for days. I'm just saying.
You said they called him a terrorist?
Yeah, I know. Because, like I said to Sam last week, they were like, this worked on Sacco and Vanzetti. We'll just, pin this on a random Guido.
I think we talked last week about what's a way you could assassinate somebody without it being labeled as terrorism.
Yeah, and you have to assassinate a poor person is the answer. Otherwise, it's not terrorism.
Based on what we've seen with, like, mass shootings, you just gotta kill a lot of people. And then somehow it's, like, not targeted. It's not, yeah.
I think I said the phrase, yeet a grenade. And I got yelled at. That's terrorism. You can't eat a grenade.
Eating a grenade is definitely terrorism, Samuel.
That's probably terrorism.
But shooting an assault rifle into a crowd isn't. I don't. Where's the fucking line?
It should be. That's what I'm saying. It's like there's like I think I saw an article today. I was talking about the guy who shot at that Walmart in like New Mexico or wherever it was, and he like had this manifesto specifically targeting like Hispanic people.
Yeah, that's why he went to Walmart. Yep.
Yeah, but that guy isn't. Was correct. Labeled a terrorist when he got well, like tried and stuff.
Well, that's
so
what I said. You have to assassinate poor people. Ouija assassinated a rich guy. That's Ouija. Terrorism. Yes. Shouldn't we really should we really be calling him? Yeah. Shouldn't we really be calling him Waluigi?
No, because he's the good guy.
Oh, he's good, right? He's good, of course.
Waluigi's the one who killed the CEO.
But honestly, if the brows ain't got hair, he wasn't there. Is all I'm saying about Ouija.
Just wax him.
I don't know. Free my boy Mangione. Are we about done here? We about done with these beers?
We must be.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
All right. I've got another sip, so drag it out.
Drag it out. I had from Youngblood Beer Co. their pastry stout called Husky Hustle, a milk stout with hot chocolate and marshmallows, 8.5% ABV. I think if you just, like, gave this beer to me blind without telling me what it was, I'd be like, oh, this is a stout. It's kind of boozy, and that's kind of where I would end. Didn't really get a lot of the chocolate. Didn't get any marshmallow at all. Still, like, a good beer, because who doesn't like a boozy stout? A little disappointed, though. Youngblood, not going to lie. Maybe stick to sours. Maybe.
So what I'm hearing from you is maybe Bufalini effect?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Big time. That's so weird because you listen to every episode of this podcast.
I feel like
so.
You said it before.
The episode titled Bufalini Effect.
I feel like you said it before, and I probably have also said I don't know what that means, but I still don't know what it means. Because, like, I think my brain's just too jam-packed with, like, Linkin Park lyrics I learned in high school. I can't put, like, new shit in there. It's too full.
Are they still together? Can I get them to write a song called Bufalini Effect?
So, yes, actually, there's a whole thing. They have a new singer who's a lady that people don't like because she used to be a Scientologist. It's a whole thing.
That's fair.
I thought you were going to say they don't like her because she's a woman.
And there's a little bit of that.
But I don't like her because she used to... Wait, is or used to be a Scientologist?
Well, that's the debate. She says used to be. People are like, you can't used to be a Scientologist.
You can.
But I think you can.
Later, I mean, he's like, whole thing is she used brand. To be a Scientologist. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, this is what
Why
the discourse
you say
is.
That, Mary? What is the rating of your beer?
I'm happy for her for
I'm
getting out
four.
Of that situation.
Okay.
You give it a 4. Okay.
4.
4. Out of how many Thetans?
10.
All right.
And what do you think about people who were Scientologists but got out?
Libtard? There he is. Mary from the past,
you
apparently.
You could see me reaching over to the soundboard, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta turn video off sometimes, I guess.
Pale arm reaching over there.
It's the lighting!
Uh-huh.
It's December.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm this color all year long. It matches the whiteboard in my background.
Honestly,
it's like the
yes,
same color.
That's crazy. That's a good reflection you got there.
Thanks.
I had Big Truck's Dozer Stout, 5.5% ABV. And yeah, it was fine. It was fine, but I wish it had stepped it up. Like, it was a little chocolatey. It had, like, a pretty smooth mouthfeel, but I just wanted something a little more. I'm going to give it a 5.5. Like, it was perfectly average. And I don't know. Recommend it to people who still play with, like, Tonka trucks, because this has a sweet bulldozer on the can art.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, bro.
Fun.
Samuel?
I have Boulevard Barrel-Aged Baltic Porter. And my review is, like, pretty much the same as Mary's. Despite the fact that, in theory, our beers were super different. It's just like, this is a dark beer that tastes like a dark beer and is, like, competent at being a dark beer, but this is not, like, what it was supposed to be. So, big Bufalini effect here. So, I'm going to go with Mary's rating of 4 plus 0.1. That's the lager bonus. If you make a lager that tastes like anything at all, you... Get a bonus tenth of a point.
One.
Hey, there you go. All right. excuse me. It's cold out here. Mary, do you know? No. Why would you know what you're drinking next week? That doesn't make any sense.
Probably just water. Probably drink when I'm not here.
Well, yeah, you're gonna be resting up for your huge New Year's party tonight.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get super crazy.
That's right. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy that craziness. Sam, do you know what you're drinking? You're out of the whatchamacallit,
the Advent
Advent calendar.
So I got a classic from my father-in-law. I got a craft beer 4-pack. Mm-hmm. And he gave me some beers, one of which was called Pastrami on Rye. And I was like, that sounds really interesting. Also,
have you had that?
Have I had that on the show?
Yeah.
So if I haven't had it on the show, I'll be having that. If I have had it on the show, I'm not quite sure what I'm having.
Yeah. That's
I'm not going to make a real dipshit out of myself like Tyler likes to do.
I love to do it. And I thought I had done it back to back this week, but I looked it up. It's not on there. There's nothing dozery on the list. So you can't get me. All right. Well, that's it. Thanks, you guys. listener, if you gotta let us know what kind of bracket you want. You gots to, baby. And you can do that by emailing us at BrucyTuesday@gmail.com or commenting on our links at BrucyTuesday.com. BrucyTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com.
We've had this email for a decade.
I know, but it's the blue sky. I was so focused on the blue sky. You also haven't
checked it in a decade and change.
I check it every week, dog.
Sometimes Tim emails us.
Sometimes he emails us.
Happy Hanukkah, Mary.
Happy Hanukkah.
Also, blue on us at Bruce Day Tuesday. We'll see you next year. Don't let us keep it down. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a
beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. You feel better.
Big into the sloppy shlomo.
I don't think they have the sloppy shlomo anymore. They do have, they kind of just have like corned beef or pastrami or turkey Reuben with like the kraut and everything. And then it's just kind of, they have the bagels. It's good. If you want to go sometime, I'll go with.
You guys see Uncut Gems? Adam Sandler, a real sloppy shlomo in that.